Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It makes zero sense. Every year, millions of U.S. citizens pay their taxes under the oppressive 16th Amendment under a corporocratic system hijacked by an oligarchy disguised as a republic. As criminal illegal immigrant facilities aiding the cartel's drugs and human trafficking schemes, fueling the United Nations replacement migration plans, are built with those same tax dollars.
We should have a European response. As part of a global response, we need structures. How is it, for an example, at the moment, that the assessment of whether a person is or is not a refugee, conducted at national level, has widely different results in different countries?
Meanwhile, Biden's approval ratings continue to plummet over his pseudo-handling pro-surge of the border. But do the polls even matter?
And those who come seeking asylum, we should immediately have the capacity to absorb them, keep them safe until they can be heard.
Do you plan to visit the border? Not today.
To add insult to financial injury, the United States General Accounting Office wrote back in 1993, GAO obtained cost estimates from the five states that account for about 80% of the illegal immigrant population. California, Texas, New York, Illinois, and Florida are estimated to spend $2.9 billion in annual federal, state, and local costs for illegal aliens and their citizen children. Under the Medicaid program, they are eligible for emergency services only, including labor and delivery. But some programs, such as the Supplemental Food Program for Women, Infants, and Children, WIC, and school nutrition programs, are available to all those who qualify regardless of their immigration status. And the Supreme Court has ruled that illegal alien children may not be denied a public education. Illegal aliens may also be receiving public housing assistance, even though by law they are not eligible for these benefits. In addition, illegal aliens may apply for AFDC and food stamps on behalf of their U.S. citizen children, though it is the child and not the parent in such cases who qualifies for the program's benefits help support the child's family. In 2016, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement revealed that 124 illegal immigrant criminals released from jail by the Obama administration since 2010 had been subsequently charged with murder. And now, as the Heritage Foundation points out, when the Trump administration ended, the U.S. was deporting more people than were illegally coming into the country. In less than a month under Biden, the number of people illegally coming into the country is more than 6,000 per day. That's six times the crisis level as set by the Obama team. What will Biden's released murderer numbers add up to?
Yes, March the 2nd, which tomorrow is the anniversary, I guess you can call it anniversary, he was shot in the street like a dog by a illegal alien gangbanger who was on his third gun charge, was just released from the L.A. County Jail that same day.
She was heading back from church on February 19th with our older son, who is 18, heading back from church. When she began to cross the intersection, she was struck. She was struck by this estrado, illegal immigrant, and killed instantly.
Don, you heard what Nancy Pelosi had to say. She said, "Well, it's just kind of the price of doing business. These things will happen." What's your response to the speaker?
My husband was not the price of doing business. My husband, on his way back to the station to get a little bit of rest after, you know, helping someone, killed by an illegal.
This year, Congress gave our illegal overlords nearly $4.5 billion in COVID relief stimulus money, regardless of the fact that they have no Social Security numbers, that is, unless you count the 2 million using fraudulent Social Security numbers that were used to cash in. And now in New York, enclaves of undocumented workers who lost work during the pandemic will now receive one-time payments of up to $15,600, nearly four times the amount American workers received from their own taxes.
Disadvantaged Americans, inner-city youth, members of minority groups, and immigrants who haven't adjusted to life in the United States yet. When you bring in a huge mass of uneducated, unskilled individuals to directly compete against Americans, those Americans suffer.
It's getting so lopsided that in the very near future, it may make good fiscal sense for some Americans to renounce their citizenship and become an illegal in their own country. John Bound reporting.
It's very simple. Every household, not just in America, but worldwide, should be taking a high-quality multivitamin mineral every single day. But so many of the big brands are synthetics that are not even absorbed. In fact, in many cases, are toxic. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion, in stock right now, 40% off InfoWarsStore.com, has high-grade vitamins and minerals that are all essential with key amino acids so your body can upload it. And it's all at InfoWarsStore.com, ready to ship to you right now. So go there and order today at 40% off. Sign up for auto ship in your next order, additional 10% off. Cancel anytime for free, but that way you don't forget to get your next order. Mix it up in a big pitcher, put it in your refrigerator for your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbors, and just know that while you're helping yourself and your own body's natural defenses and immune system, you're funding the info war. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off. Oh, and Winter Sun's back in stock, 40% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com.
Tomorrow's news today.
It's Monday, April 12th, the year is 2021. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and I'm extremely honored and blessed to be here. Thank you for keeping us on air. Thank you for holding us in place. Thank you for your prayers and your support. You are everything. Well, I have had extreme brainstorms last night and this morning, and it's just all hit me stronger than ever what we're facing and the enemy timeline. Now that we're so close to this thing, I can tell you very clearly what's going to happen next unless we completely stop this. So when I talk about the post-human world, when I talk about an artificial end of the world, that doesn't mean complete end of the world, but technically the end of the world as we know it, that is if we don't take action. And I've been very bold with my family. I've been very bold with my friends about this the last few days. And I'm being very bold with you. But I want you to know this is not hyperbole. On their current trajectory, by the year 2030, there will be a 90% world population reduction. As Klaus Schwab said, that will cure poverty, cure war, cure everything, because there won't be any people to speak of basically left. It's very, very sick. And if you oppose this, the ADL comes out and calls you a Nazi, when, if anything, this is Nazi-esque to the max. This is Nazi super science. This is what the Nazis got from the Darwinian eugenicists in the U.S. and the U.K. that created the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute and all the rest of it. So this is the world we live in, and I can tell you, and I've told you this many times, that they're running on a bunch of paths, but they all go basically the same place. But it's like choose your adventure. Well, the globalists have choose their adventure. They have a lot of different tracks, a lot of different tests, a lot of different systems, and they're always augmenting and adjusting as they go. It's kind of like the new artillery the Pentagon has that can shoot targets 45 miles away. It fires, and its GPS has got little fins and tiny little boosters on it, and it can hit a tank at 45 miles away, even moving. Well, it's the same thing. They aim at the target. They've got the target. They fire, and then it's just adjusting as it goes. And they write the white papers. They have speeches. They go on C-SPAN and say, we're weather controlling everything. And then we talk about it, and they say, that doesn't exist. And have MSNBC make a joke. It's a breakaway civilization, and it's a civilization where we're going to be dead. Now, here's the deal. I can join them. I can still join them. Did you know that? Almost no one else who's even serving it is even going to be allowed to join these people. I am not going to join them. But the door has been opened yet again recently for me to join them. They really want to get people that understand all this on their team. They think it's a good thing they're doing. I've been around some of these top globalists, and let me tell you, the vibe is enough to make me never join them. This is spiritual, ladies and gentlemen, and they want you to go with them. Just like a third of the angels went with this piece of crap, And he's trying the same thing right now. This is an alien force, and everybody knows it. So here's the broadcast today. We got something just as big as SPARS 2528 from the same people, John Hopkins. I'll be telling you about that next hour. Owen Schroyer is going to be in the valley at a key border facility that I'm not going to mention until he's there in about 30 minutes. But we'll have live coverage of that. Then he'll be doing the whole fourth hour with me from a very special place that we'll tell you about at that time today on the ground. So look for that. We also have Ezra Levant of Rebel News. We now have the incredible images that broke in the middle of the show yesterday of hundreds of riot police pushing citizens out, trying to pray in a field at their church that's been shut down, but a Walmart is, again, a mile and a half away and totally open. And you're like, this is outrageous. Well, it's outrageous like having the Prime Minister Trudeau say, I want Canada to be a dictatorship like China that Xi Jinping has set up. I mean, that's a quote. And then now you see it. We showed another video that showed the crowd. That's what's beautiful. We can show that. Thousands of Christians out there praying. Normally the church has about 200 members. Thousands there. So it's definitely starting to backfire on them, and that's the answer. But they've got a larger plan to do this. They're just conditioning the public to accept all of this. So Owen Schroyer and Ezra Levant on the broadcast. Okay, let me do this. Let me just give you an example of what we're dealing with here. Overhead shot, please. Biden admin threatens consequences against Russia for military buildup in Ukraine, threatens military action. Insane escalation. We're going to look at that key information. Then we've got this video. DARPA is working on COVID vaccine implantable microchip to detect virus. Now, remember last year, last February and March, we played on air probably about 500 times. We played it about 5 or 6 times a day. Rice University in Texas and MIT in Massachusetts with their directors of their nanotech saying, we're funded by Bill and Melinda Gates to create a digital tattoo that we put on you that puts tiny pieces of glass into you that's on the back of a Band-Aid that works into your body and never comes out. Because the microchips are so small now, they're grains of sand size. Little pieces of glass work into you, and that are part of your body. And then we can track everywhere you go and make sure you've been vaccinated, and then also scan it and read to see what is going on with you. And they didn't, I guess, want the local newscast out of Houston to be known, or the one out of Massachusetts, that were really internal PR things done by the university to donors. These were both donor films showing, oh, Bill Gates is funding us. Match our money, we're going to implant the public with digital microchips that are on Band-Aid bandages and also in the shots. And we showed you the patents of that. Now, the way Snopes and others said it wasn't true is they look at one patent for the nanotech implantable chips in the vaccine or in a bandage, and then another patent we were covering of blockchain, where as you walk down the road, if you follow every move of the satellite ordering you to with a brain chip, but first it'll be a phone, or the nav on your car telling you what to do, then you will get, like a video game, more bonus money from the blockchain from Bill Gates or from the UN. That, and they go, oh, that's a blockchain thing. That's not an implantable chip. They would mix the two documents together when we were pointing out that they're fusing it all together. Well, we'll play this when we come back. Guess what happened on 60 Minutes? 60 Minutes came out and said, here's the little flesh green alien looking thing that we put in all the troops. We have to know if somebody's getting sick, it'll help others. So you must take the chip if it'll help others. You must wear the mask if it'll help others. You must social distance if it'll help others. You must be non-essential and go bankrupt and stay in your home to help others when it's all a plan to collapse things. When the masks don't protect you, when they give you bacterial pneumonia, doesn't matter. What did the Travis County judge, Livingston, say? She said, we're always going to wear the mask, basically, because from now on, if any virus, flu or cold, anything could hurt you, we must all be dirty and bad forever. Even though all the studies show breathing on each other gives us better immunity, and if we don't have it, we become bubble boys. Doesn't matter. She's got her orders, so now she's doing it. I've got her quotes right here. It's the same all over the country, all over the world. This is a fantastical rollout, and we have video of the old woman sitting there in Chile trying to go to the grocery store. And the police say, no, you don't have a travel pass. You don't have a cell phone. You don't have a QR code. It's already being put in there. England's rolling it out now. Spain's rolling it out. Australia. And the old lady goes away and doesn't get food. Because she doesn't even have a cell phone. She doesn't even know how to do it. This is so demonic. This is so evil. This is so wrong. And it's here. Remember all the New York Times and Washington Post? Hell, Bill Gates' daughter came out last year. She's going to be a doctor herself. She's doing her residency. In fact, grab that, guys. Bill Gates' daughter makes a joke and says, oh, here's the vaccine, but it doesn't have a microchip in it like you claim my dad wants you to have. Well, I'm going to show you your controller chip that tracks everywhere you go, what you do, and it's a little green thing with tentacles that goes into your body. It's not a science fiction movie. They're holding up, it's a little vial swimming around, little green creature. Of course, not technically, but that's what it is. It's a globalist tech system. And, of course, the troops have already had a lot of these. They've already had brain chips put in. I have a family that's an officer. He's out of the Army now, who actually got in trouble 15 years ago. They were in a secret briefing about chips going into the troops, and a bunch of them got chips. And they actually found out. He told me about it and got in his face about it. But that's how real this is. And it's all about slavery and death. It's all about Satan and an off-world takeover.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, 2-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
It was 8 years ago, I saw a headline at the Council on Foreign Relations, Foreign Affairs, also the sister publication of the Washington Post. Public Affairs put out another article with the headline, Obama Legalizes Domestic Propaganda. And what did that mean? It meant the CIA and other agencies that have been busy lying to people in foreign countries, publishing fake news articles, you name it, dirty tricks against our, quote, enemies, were now doing that to us domestically. And if you study psychology, you learn that there's really some very dark forms of it where they can just ruin people's minds and totally destroy critical thinking. And they've got different schools of thought and different names for it, but basically it's like short-circuiting a computer. And that's what you now see on the news. They'll go, there is no government plan to put chips in anyone and track where they go. That's why MIT has chips they want to put in the troops to track where they go and what they do. It'd be like if I had an Uzi submachine gun, I'm at a shooting range, and I go, this is not an Uzi submachine gun. Fired it and said, see, this is not an Uzi. And so a year ago, we're showing you MIT News saying Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation funds it. It's public. They also fund Rice. We've shown you the newscast over and over again. And what do? They censor our reports. They censor other people. The Corbett Report needs to do a great job. I was seeing where they were taking his videos down about Bill Gates. These are Bill Gates' professors. He funds their offices. They call them chairs. Whole programs. And then you show it and go, look, he's doing it. Oh, no, that's disinfo. That's not official medical info from the United Nations. WHO is the only global authority on anything. And then Governor DeSantis has a hearing with dozens of top scientists, and they lay out that it wasn't as bad as they said. It's the common cold, and vaccines aren't going to work because it always mutates, which is all true. They go, sorry, Governor DeSantis, you can't show your hearings in the legislature because the UN says it's not true. Wow. And this isn't just censorship. This is a foreign governmental system doing this to us. And so MIT and Rice have developed three different things we know of. Hell, I just asked the crew to search this. They found a bunch of stuff I didn't know about during the break about nanotech they're going to put in your soft drinks now. I mean, this is a total invasion takeover. But then there's the psychology of this, where they lie to you and say, this is not a chip to track you. It just simply tells a computer when you test your own blood. But you're going into a computer. It's a Pentagon computer. And they have the troops. The left is fascinated with military because they can make them do whatever they want, they think. And, of course, you now know in L.A. and Orange County schools, they're offering young children vaccines without their parents' consent. They're even admitting it in hearings they're having. Do you realize how illegal that is? And that's the thing. They're having the whole system commit crime, claiming they have the high ground as a revolution to overwhelm us. So, overhead shot, please. Here's Media Matters memorializing this from last March. Alex Jones' unhinged conspiracy theories about Bill Gates and the coronavirus. And it goes on to say, Jones claims Gates is funding implantable microchips to track your vaccination or to track COVID. Also say he's a supervillain behind a death cult. I mean, what is he? world shocked by Bill Gates' blueprint for collapse. I mean, this is all real. Bill Gates and Fauci knew about coronavirus for years and prepared to make themselves rich and powerful. Bill Gates admits a depopulation plan to make coronavirus outbreak. And this is all real stuff. They just don't link to it so you can see it. They just say it's not true. So I'm a liar, folks. Oh, look, storing medical information below the skin surface. MIT News. Bill Gates funding in 2019. Just showed you the quote on screen. Invisible ink tattoos to be used. Now, let's move on to the big story. It's on Infowars.com. It's a Paul Joseph Watson story, and it's 60 minutes. Now, this isn't some government thing to track you. No. It's just the Pentagon, and it's in a little sealed test tube, and it's little green things with tentacles, little nanotech that plugs into your nerves and then transmits to a smartphone or other computer. Oh, there's nothing wrong there. And they do the gaslighting. Famous gaslighting is you start slapping a woman. And you say, no one's slapping you. And you call like 10 other men in the room. They go, no one's slapping you. No one's slapping you. And women particularly, if you keep slapping them for about an hour, they will start believing that they're not being slapped. It's called Stockholm Syndrome. And I'm not being mean to women. I'm not putting you down. It's just you're the main target. You see how women are submitting so much, but so do men as well. But they estimate 10 to 1 women are going to take these chips above men. Oh, it's how you work as a community. It's how you're good. And now everybody's buying with the chip. Well, now these new chips just go into your bloodstream, and you never can get them out. Comprende? You're like, I'll just dig that microchip out if they make me have it. They're going to inject it into your tissue. It's the mark. Their genetic mark on you. The Pfizer one alone has jellyfish genes, a dead baby from 1976 in it, all this other weird stuff. And scientists ask, what's this for? They go, oh, it's experimental. You're not allowed to ask. And then on the news, though, it's like safe and effective, highly tested, and totally safe. I saw it in the Austin Chronicle, last week's edition. It's actually in my office. My door's open. Somebody will go grab me the Chronicle off my desk, the local communist paper. And it shows them handing out to black people a sheet saying COVID vaccine's totally safe and effective. They come to the door and they go, I brought you a couple cans of baked beans because you're black and I'm a white savior. Will you please take it? I love you so much. I'm so liberal. And, of course, the idiot coming to your door just wants a virtue signal. But they're part of something big and evil. So let's go ahead and play part of the 60 Minutes piece. Here it is, 60 Minutes, to save you from COVID, the microchip.
Dr. Hepburn showed us a few current projects. Some sound like they're from an episode of Star Trek. Consider a ship like the USS Theodore Roosevelt, hobbled last year when 1,271 crew members tested positive for the coronavirus. What if everyone on board had their health monitored with this subdermal implant, now in late-stage testing? It's not some dreaded government microchip to track your every move, but a tissue-like gel engineered to continuously test your blood.
It's a sensor.
This tiny green thing in there?
That tiny green thing in there, you put it underneath your skin, and what that tells you is that there are chemical reactions going on inside the body, and that signal means you're going to have symptoms tomorrow.
Wow. There's an actual transmitter in that?
Yeah, it's like a check engine light.
Check this sailor out before he infects other people.
That's right.
Sailors would get the signal, then self-administer a blood draw and test themselves on site.
Look at that.
We can have that information in 3 to 5 minutes. As you truncate that time, as you diagnose and treat, what you do is you stop the infection in its tracks.
All right, let's unpack the fallacies, the lies, the fraud, the deception. In just that short clip, it gets even worse. And, of course, Bill Gates is directly funding that project. Oh, but he isn't. The ADL will say you're a Nazi if you try to stop it. You don't want to take microchips that track you. You're a Nazi. The ADL said so. I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shock troops in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is the broadcast the enemy's trying to jam. This is the broadcast that's pro-human. It's the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for joining us. Now, next hour, I'm going to get into the Chauvin show trial taking place in Minneapolis and the giant riots there and the looting of pizza places, Foot Lockers, liquor stores, you name it. This has nothing to do with the wrongful death of a man that had more fentanyl in his body than even two people could survive. It's clear the officer knew him. Clearly the officer was not trying to kill him. It looks really bad. We've already crossed that bridge. The media is hyping this to cause giant race riots around the country to further destabilize it. And just the trial itself has caused anti-white riots in Minneapolis and in areas of California. There's incredible footage on InfoWars of whites just being shot at, stabbed, beat up. And there's so much black-on-white crime now, and the media is 100% selling it like it's good. Target sells a book talking about the wonders of going after and attacking white people, and they put out all these movies about how whites are inherently evil, and the evil ADL in Southern Poverty Law Center says nothing about any of it. They are creating total division in this country to divide and conquer us, and it's social engineering, and it's out of control. I'm going to cover all that next hour. But we have to understand that this is being done because they're targeting all of humanity. They're poisoning us. They're dumbing us down. And that they're going after everyone with these poison vaccines, with these gene therapy manipulation systems. And that's why they're launching this destabilization over here while they're really attacking and killing us over there. But that doesn't mean that if you are a white person in a liberal blue city, that you can walk down a predominant black neighborhood. You will get attacked if you do it four or five times. You'll get shaken down, bare minimum. I'm a pretty big guy. I don't look like a pushover. I cannot go to most areas of East Austin now. Black people will approach me and demand money and threaten to physically attack. And I have a lot of family and stuff that's happening to them. I have family that's Asian. It happens to them. It's very, very sad. And I'm not manipulated. I know that most black folks aren't like that. I understand that the media is pushing it and doing it. And I understand that CNN and people like that are doing it. And it still doesn't mean, though, that you should be naive about what's going to happen. I mean, I see articles every day about 11-year-old girl was walking through the predominantly black neighborhood and was shot five times in the back because she's white. And you see the left, you know, going, oh, poor white people. And white people are just being totally preyed upon. Same thing in Europe. The Islamists are preying on folks. And the Islamists get away with it so much. You saw the famous deal where the black rappers are in, France? And they start trying to shake down the black rappers, and they beat up the Muslims, and then they got arrested. It's like, no. Muslims trump blacks in the globalist order. So it's open season on whites. And then if you're a Muslim, it's open season on anybody you want. So we're going to cover that next hour, but I just want people to understand the backdrop of the fact that the globalists are literally starving Africa and other areas to death while teaching us all to hate each other and kill each other here, and it's a very diabolical, sick, sick plan. And I can tell you, most of the black folks I know are horrified by it and absolutely see through it, but the young people, whether they be black or white, on average are extremely dumbed down and extremely into the media and really believing what's going on. I have family that believes there's an epidemic of violence by police against blacks, even though about 12 to 14 black males die a year in questionable circumstances at the hand of the police. Total, it's less than 200 black males are killed a year by the police. Thousands and thousands of black males are killed by other black males. And my point is, we're all taught to freak out when you see the cops do something wrong to a black person. And that is simply because the left wants to take over the local police departments and bully them every time there's an event. It's about power. Soros has bought off most of the district attorneys. He's put most of the DAs in. He has a lot of the state attorney generals, and he's a globalist. And this is just about getting the police to bow down to his organization, BLM, whose owners and controllers have made $10.6 billion last year. That's why, look, this black lady that says whites are evil and should be gotten rid of, and that communism is the way, and that all black men should basically be sterilized because it's so trendy to make them transsexual, and the nuclear family's bad. She doesn't just own $1.5 million house. They found four more. One of them is like $8 million with helicopter pads and jet hangars full of jet airplanes. Okay? And now they're calling for an investigation of the other members so they all look safe. Look, this is all a scam. You're not the resistance when you're in Black Lives Matter. You're working for the most evil globalist on earth. Oh, that's all this is. And then believe me, once they get control of the police, then they're going to be death squads. They're going to be leftist police like Venezuela or Cuba or North Korea. And then there won't be any news coverage. It's like when the police, you'll see white cops beat up a black guy with billy clubs. He's not wearing a mask. And people are like, that's good. He needs it for no reason. Or black cops beat up black people. Black beat up black women. White women, doesn't matter. And they're like, oh, good job. Beat them up. But then, oh, my gosh, something goes wrong somewhere else. And let's just burn down the whole country. Let's show the cops. Let's show them. Because they're local governments. And they're easy to take over. And the left's taking them over. I'm going to cover all that with all the videos next hour. It is insane. But I want at the next segment to show you the Austin Chronicle I've got right here, where it talks about how they're doing all this great work, and they come to the black people's doors and tell them, please take their shots. The white saviors do. And so we're going to be laying out the latest developments where now under the new global vaccine passports that Xi Jinping runs through the UN, it's all official, told you about it a year ago, he's proposing it, you can't go to the grocery store unless you have it, and then it's going to tell you when you're allowed to go. Oh, once you agree to these, now there's only certain times you can go out, certain times you can get food, and it creates a record of what you buy, because we're in a communal system now, so if you eat the wrong things, you're going to be punished. It's all being announced. And we have the footage of the old woman in Chile, and they said, sorry, you don't have a travel pass on your phone. You're not allowed to have food. And they, oh, it's so fun. It's so good. And so we're going to be covering all of that coming up next segment. Separately, I got 20,000 of these in. People are really wanting to buy Endgame. I noticed that the copies we had started selling really fast. So I ordered 20,000 of them. We're selling one for $14.95. You can get 10 of them for $3 a piece. You can get 5 of them for $5 and change. And so, again, if you guys can punch up InfoWarsStore.com, there's a whole range of these from $14.95. You can buy one copy and make copies and share it and get it out to folks, right down to buying 10 copies very close to cost at InfoWarsStore.com. We're calling it Operation Endgame Stop the Great Reset. And there is a zero country code on this, meaning you can copy this anywhere in the world. And this film was popular and powerful when it came out 14 years ago. It's now evergreen. So buy 10 for $3.95 each, 74% off. Buy 5 for $5.95 each, 60% off. Buy 3 for $8.95 each, 40% off. Buy 2 for $9.95 each, 33% off. Or 1 for $14.95. And if you want to buy a bunch for $14.95 to support us, that's great too. But whatever you do, get them like the old days. Or at least be tens of millions of copies of my films back during the DVD days. People would make copies. Get it, get a DVD burner, and say, this is the forbidden info, not allowed on the internet. Here it is. Donate an original high-quality copy with a nice color cover to your library. Give it to your police chief, your mayor, your pastor. Because people watch it, and they go, did he just make this? He predicts everything that happened. And we show who runs it, who controls it. We just got 20,000 of these in, and we need people to get them, to share them. They make great gifts as well. You can buy them early, and they know that you already got your Christmas handled. Whatever you do, support the InfoWars, the 360 win. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, They Want You Dead. It's an amazing film with amazing extras being scrubbed off the internet everywhere. We have a free copy at band.video. For those of you who can't afford it, please share the link in the film section of band.video. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And there's only, 4 days left in Vitamin Mineral Fusion being 40% off. It's about to sell out. And then we also have Winter Sun back in stock, the highest quality D3 you're going to find for your immune system. InfoWarsStore.com. They're both 50% off together, 40% off individually.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Off of 60 Minutes last night, 60 Minutes Sunday, going, oh, look, DARPA and a lab funded by Bill Gates has come up with these little green octopus-looking, flesh-like antenna systems that are implanted in your body, and they're basically absorbed into your body, but it's not tracking you, even though it does track you. Now, why is this so important? Because it's how they define things. They go, it's not a microchip. It's a green flesh-like system that tracks you. Just like the new microchips are glass on a bandage that work into your skin and into your body. You can't get rid of them. They just keep working in. Or it's inside the injector and nanotech in your body. That's where the microchips have been for decades. But here's what's bigger. You've all been taught to be scared of the little classic rice-sized primitive chip that they've had for 50 years, 60 years. Now they're like, oh, this isn't a chip. It doesn't track you. It's a little green thing that tracks you. And so they just play that mind game. It's not the dreaded chip. It's a little green octopus. But understand this. That's even old technology. And they say, oh, the ship was crippled by COVID. No one died on that ship. The PCR tests are fake. They had a cold virus on a ship. And they use it to say they were crippled. So there's a crisis, so you all need chips. In China, they just say, you're super soldiers. We're injecting you with mRNA. to make you have more stamina and bigger muscles. It has horrible side effects, but okay. Remember the headlines? I told you about it decades ago, but now it's in the news this year. China is doing secret mRNA with vaccines to make their soldiers smarter, faster, and stronger. They're really just testing on them, and then they just glamorize it. And all the other countries couldn't get this approved. Not India, not the U.S., not Russia. So now they use COVID to do it, you see? So what is the Johnson & Johnson vaccine? What is the AstraZeneca? What is the Pfizer? They're all mRNA because two of them fire a virus with another virus inside of it into your DNA. That's the Pfizer. That's the Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca. They're new virus vector vaccines that are super dangerous. They were always known as experimental, only tested on the U.S. military because they were guinea pigs. Still wrong. And then you've got the mRNA that just programs it from the outside of the cell through the ribosomes. Still the same thing. And so this is all illegal. But they go, oh, we got a problem on a ship. The answer is this. It's not the dreaded chip. Doesn't track you. It just tracks you and tells the computer when you should blood test yourself. And then you administer the test on yourself like you're a guinea pig. Has nothing to do with that. It's a tracker because it tells the system when you need to be checked. It's tracking where you're at. It's monitoring your blood, but it's not a tracker. This is so authoritarian. It's so deceptive. And all these top scientists, including the former chief scientist at Pfizer, he said everything they say from the epidemiology is a lie. It's a 180. I talked to all the other virologists I know. They go, yeah, it's all lies. But none of them can speak out because they get banned or fired. So on top of it all being a lie, you get censored or fired if you talk about it. More authoritarianism. And now they're doing it to children without informed consent. You know all the ferrets died that took the mRNA vaccine 4 years ago when they tested this exact thing. You know they already tested it on animals. They skipped trials because it kills so many of them. Now, humans are tougher than dogs and cats and rats. It's known. There's something special about us. For those that don't know, the globalists know. And it varies from human to human, but a lot of people can take a lot of poison, especially white people. Little secret they know. You can say we're like cloned with something. Who knows? The point is that black people cannot take a lot of poison. Fluoride has twice as bad an effect on a black male as a Caucasian male. And it just goes on from there. So we're all human, but we're all different. We all know that. And so these globalists know what they're doing. And the evidence is showing these vaccines hurt blacks even worse than whites and hurt men more than women. Then they try to spin and go, well, actually it's hurting women more because they're getting these tumors all over them. The point is, they're not going to launch something like this and then not launch something bigger to cover up what happened here. They're going for broke. And so, like, even Ron Paul came out and said, this is a desperate situation. We got to stop the vaccine passports. We got to kill it right now. You got to get aggressive with the mass cult. You got to get aggressive with your city councils and these county judges. You got to explain to them what's really going on now before it's too late. Because the AstraZeneca, the Pfizer, the Moderna, all of these are not vaccines where you put a dead bacteria or virus in somebody and your body learns how to beat it. Like training an attack dog on a dummy. These are gene-editing, nanotech, lab-created, synthetic nanotech. So you're worried about a little implantable chip or a little thing that looks like a blue sea creature or a green octopus with antennas on it. This is something out of the Matrix where he drops the shrimp down his mouth. You know, it tracks him. That's exactly what all this is. They're throwing it in your face. They're mimicking life with what they're doing. They're infecting us. But it's already in these shots that they want to mutate to discover the Lazarus gene in us or the immortal cell line in their own words. How do I know this? They are mass testing on everybody to then see who can survive this. They've already committed a massive crime. Millions are already dying from the vaccines. They're now attributing it to COVID. There's mass mental illness with those getting injected, just like the John Hopkins prediction, the SPARS 2025, 2028 predicted. It's all a nightmare scenario. It's moving quicker than I even thought. I was wrong. It's worse than I thought. I thought they would beta test and space it out. But because they were behind, because they were in trouble, because of the global awakening, they are now accelerating this. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm behind again. I'm going to come back I'm going to play the 60 Minutes piece again. I'm going to slowly stop it and start it and analyze it. And then I'm going to show you the rest of this news. But in their own words, they're going to lock you down forever with this. They're teaching you you're non-essential. And when you get the COVID shots, they tell you it still doesn't work. There's too many variants. You can't get 10 shots a year and have freedom. It's a trap. You never get out of it. They've admitted all that. People think, oh, I just go get this shot and then I go back to life. No, you are captured. Only getting out of the jail cell frees you. And again, they put you on lockdown for 6 months, let you out limited, wear your mask, you can go certain places. It's like letting a trustee who's been in prison for years, you know, go to the store and pick up some stuff because he's a well-behaved slave. This is all prisoner training, period. Look at the local Chronicle. Dr. McCann, shot, please. It says, look, oh, it says that liberal volunteers are going to disadvantage East Austin neighborhoods and giving them care packages of masks and little cans of food and things and this big brochure saying COVID vaccines are safe. COVID vaccines are tested and 100% effective. That's a criminal lie. They're experimental. It's out of control. And that's the facts. So I'm going to go over all this when we come back. But the future is you only buy and sell when they say if they want to keep you around. And you're going to have to go to social training systems, literally programmed by the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL. And if you don't do it, you'll be an anti-Semite. So that's how they've cast all this. It's how they've scripted it. It's how they've prepared the whole deal. It is a nightmare dystopia. We better understand that big tech is the arm of the big banks and the globalists. And what they do with the censorship and the death camps they help run and everything is what they want for us. And that all the long hair and all the hippie talk is a cover for very savage, evil people. All the pink sweaters that Oprah and Bill Gates and Ted Turner and every interview now, they wear pink sweaters. And they even admit the psychology behind that should look non-threatening. Because they were wearing a frickin' field marshal outfit, you'd go, that's Hitler. And so this is all scientific. Just like when a guy pulls up at your house with an ice cream truck going, I got a puppy trying to get your four-year-old you weren't watching in the car with him. They don't pull up in a thing with fire coming out and a big demon face with the sound of ghosts going, whoo, because your kid would run inside. A creeper doesn't pull up in a van and then have the sounds of wildcats roaring in the background. Your kid would run in. But they come up going, oh, hi, how you doing? I got a lollipop right here. I got an ice cream cone. Yeah, come around the back of the van. You want to see the puppy? And that's all this is, folks. These are murdering predators and all these cowards that have said yes to the system so long, they subconsciously know it's real. They're scared. So they decided to join with it and go along with it. And so, again, I tried to deny this in my own head and said, well, they're doing a beta test. They're going to launch a bigger one later. And on the scale, it will be much bigger. But they're not going to space this out even 5 or 10 years. This is, we never go back. And everybody's dead, basically. I mean, it just, you watch. It's hell has been released. The Antichrist will appear soon. Notice none of the churches are saying a word. They're all saying, do the QR code to go to church. They're going to tell you, take the chip, you're going to hell. They're going to bow down before the Antichrist. You're going to see everything. You're going to see hell on earth. We'll be right back.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.